The next fund is the Park Fund. Park Fund has an ending fund balance of $11,354, after all the adjustments that we're going to make. The Park Fund will have an infusion, or did have an infusion of income that was related to an audit that was performed from 1980 to the present. Currently, the balances in the Park Fund are as follows. Virginia City has a $6,065 balance. Virginia City Highlands, $43,786. Mark Twain, $32,958. And Lockwood is $36,695. Please note that these numbers included the penalty interest, which we had a ruling from our district attorney's office that should not have been the case, but all of this audit has been completed. The numbers have been agreed upon, and these balances are as of March 31st. Understand that the increases to these funds depends upon building permits as they come through the Community Development Department.
For residential
only, and it's $100, and so that's how they get the funding. In addition to that, Mike Nevin also takes care of the parks, some of the funding out of his budget, so not to leave anybody on the loose or unappropriated.
Can I chime in?
Go ahead.
For the commission and for the public, these park funds are highly regulated by NRS. There are only certain items that you can use this for. Typically, they are improvements. They're not the ongoing maintenance that goes on today at Louise Perry and also at Miners Park. And what we have done, hopefully that's agreeable to you guys, is oftentimes when these balances, people see them and they go, well, I want a basketball hoop and somebody else wants this, and it just starts coming at you from all directions. So what we have tried to do, fortunately now in at least three of our residential communities, those being Lockwood, the River District, if you will, the Highlands, and Mark Twain, we now have good community-based groups. So what we require in terms of funding consideration, if someone from the Highlands wanted to make an improvement to the park, an improvement, to say a trail or exercise equipment or whatever it may be, we then direct them to go to the two homeowners associations and say, you get their endorsement of this project, and then we will consider funding it. Mark Twain, I think, has been an excellent example of that. Ron Engelbrecht has got a great plan for a veterans memorial out there. And I think it'll be a great addition to that park when it's done. So that's kind of the general operating guidelines as to how we administer that fund. It's not just somebody coming in and saying, I want a basketball hoop.
Are you done with that one then?
Yes.
Well, it looks like we're about a third way through the budget. So why don't we take about a 10-minute recess? Everybody can stretch their legs a little bit. Okay.